From the car, you may be able to see the distinctive black and white village hall, but if not, you can explore it later, as well as some of the other points of interest that Chris has for you.
A peculiar flat-top mound can be seen between the church and the River Dee at Parton. This is called Kirtland Moat. Moats are found all over the Stewartry and date from the 11th and 12th centuries, when they were built as places of refuge and defence in turbulent times. Indeed, the Stewartry is one of the best places in Britain to witness these strange mounds. Originally, the moat would have had a wooden stockade on top and a surrounding ditch to give added protection. James Clerk Maxwell, Cambridge Professor of Experimental Physics and one of the founding fathers of modern science, was buried in Parton Churchyard in 1879. Clerk Maxwell and Isaac Newton were the greatest influences in Albert Einstein, the renowned physicist of the 20th century, who produced the theory of relativity and laid the foundations of modern nuclear science. Indeed, Einstein had a picture of Clerk Maxwell in his lab. Parton Post Office was formerly a forge, and on its gable end you can see a device for bending cartwheels, together with the old forge cover plate. The cottages at Parton date from 1901 and were built by a local landowner to house employees. Behind the cottages there is an octagonal privy, locally called the Bandstand, the Roundabout, or even the Houses of Parliament. This quaint-listed building was erected in 1902 to serve the cottages and is well worth a visit.
Further information on the history of Parton, and indeed on the rest of the trail, can be found at the information shelter beside the village hall. When you've finished exploring Parton, and perhaps even seeing a red kite as you do so, drive on a further half mile to Parton Walk, stopping in the lay-by immediately past Loch Ken Holiday Park, another feature of the trail, which has a campsite and a well-stocked shop in the summer season.